This came to a head really after the initial tragedy where, in light of a recent county committee meeting where it was flagged that the Ulster Council would be promoting a Live to Play safety initiative in Donegal, clubs have been putting pressure on us as an organisation to fast-track the rollout in Donegal because there are concerns about the driving behaviour of some of our younger members. So since then, we have had meetings with Ulster Council personnel and the Traffic Corps Gardaí in Letterkenny, and we hope to launch the project in Donegal in the next 2 months and to have regional workshops in the county, and that all matters will be addressed.
And obviously, you'll be looking to the more senior players within the county to get on board with this campaign and try and get the message across.
We certainly will. We'll be looking for our senior players and high-profile GA personalities in the county, along with Ulster Council personnel, other key figures, and of course the emergency services, the Gardaí Traffic Corps will be crucial here. Now, Donegal is the third Ulster Council in which this project will be rolled out, and it has already been a huge success in Tyrone and Fermanagh, but the difference here is, since what happened in Inishowen, there's an outcry, there's a demand for it in Donegal, so our grassroots members are calling for the project to be rolled out in Donegal, so I'd be quite hopeful now that it will be a success.
Have you and your county board members received complaints from the public about players driving?
It's not complaints we've received, but we have received concerns over the driving behaviour of some of our younger members travelling to games and racing to games from some clubs in particular, and they have asked that this project be rolled out as soon as possible.